we thank you for that name of Jesus, that name that is above every name, that at that name, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, because it's powerful and nothing can stand against it. And Father, we thank you tonight as we come and we pray. Father, we thank you that things will be accomplished, things will be changed. Father, and we open up our hearts to you. We thank you, Father, that you will move through us. You will pray through us. We just worship you, Father. We just invite you in, Holy Spirit. We just invite you in to move among us. We just offer ourselves, Father, vessels that you can use for your glory. Father, we just invite your presence in tonight. We're going to be sensitive to that, sensitive to the Holy Spirit, taking this time to pray, to lift up our nation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you that many things will be accomplished this evening in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Father. You may be seated. We're glad you're here tonight. I'll tell you what, my heart's been stirred all afternoon, and I believe things are going to be accomplished tonight. Amen. So, you know, it's family here tonight, and so, you know, it's a great time just to talk about things as a family. Amen. So we're going to pray, but there's just some things on my heart that I want to talk about just for a few minutes, just to exhort you before we pray, because I feel like it's important that we all come together in one accord, and we get in the same vein, you know, because that's where the power is. Amen. You know, I've been very, very disturbed as I've watched just really, especially this past week, the events that have taken place in our country, but really, honestly, over the last year, just you know, the things that are taking place right here in the United States of America. And you know, I love this country. I think it's the greatest country in the world. I bleed red, white, and blue. But I've been a little bit disturbed at the direction that things are going. And you know, so as I was thinking about praying tonight, I began to just kind of visit history, because how many of you know that, you know, we learn from history, right? The reason why it's important to study history is because you have to know where you've been so you can know where you're going. And so I began to think about our nation and about when I was growing up, and I began to think about my grandfather, Brother Hagin. And, you know, I had the distinct privilege to grow up under his ministry, travel on the road with him, you know, and just hear him and be close with him. And one thing that was really on his heart was praying for the nation. And, you know, so I began to just ponder these things in my heart, like, okay, Lord, you know, my grandfather was just such a great man of faith and prayer. And, you know, bring back to my remembrance, Lord, some of the things that he would pray. And, you know, what did he do? And so the Lord began to bring these things up to my heart. And there is a book that, if you don't have this book, you have to get this book, okay? And it's by my grandfather. It's called The Art of Prayer. How many of you have this book? Okay, most of you. Get it out, read it, okay? And we're gonna read some quotes out of it tonight. But it's amazing. You know, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This book was published for the first time in 1992. And when I was going through, you know, there today, just looking at some things, because the Lord brought it up to me, it's amazing how relevant that the things that were said in 1992 are extremely relevant for today, you know? And so, so you, go back, those of you who have this, get this out, you know, read it, it'll bless you. But, you know, I watched my grandfather many times pray for this country, for the presidents, for the governments, for the local authorities. And, you know, I just want to take us to some scriptures, and we're gonna pray, but I just want to remind us of some things, because it's good to be reminded, amen? So let's turn over to Proverbs 21, verse 1. I'm mainly going to be reading in the New King James tonight. Funny story. Most of the time, I read out of the New Living Translation. I prefer it, but my only New King James Bible that I have, I haven't read from it in, maybe about 10 years, because, you know, you have all these wonderful apps that you can just switch translations. But there's something about seeing the word and, you know, feeling the Bible in my hands that I just really love. I'm kind of old school like that. So I got my Bible out, and I realized why I don't read from this Bible anymore, because the print shrunk in the last 10 years. And I can't read it. So anyways, but praise the Lord. All right, so Proverbs 21:1, it says, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes." The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. All right, he turns it wherever he wishes. You know, one thing that I'm super confident about, and, you know, I watched Brother Hagin, it never mattered to him who stood in the White House, who was our president. Didn't matter, because what mattered is he prayed the exact same way. Because what we know is the scripture is true. The king's heart, or you could say, you know, back then it was a king, you know, now it's like, you know, the president, the government. His hand is in the heart of the Lord, and he turns it wherever he wishes. Look back at history. Study the Old Testament. Read over in the Old Testament. Go through all the kings. You know that in the Bible times, that they had all types of kings of Israel. There were some really, really great God-fearing kings, but there were some really, really bad, bad worship idol kings, okay? But here's the thing. It did not matter whoever was the king, because the Lord's purpose always prevailed. The Lord could turn the heart of the king whichever way that he directed. You know, think about Daniel, all right? So, you know, Daniel and King Nebuchadnezzar, all right? You know, when Israel got taken into captivity, you know, he was a young man, a strong man, and he was supposed to be on the king's, you know, team, but he refused to eat the king's meat because he didn't want to defile himself, right? The king was pretty upset about that. But what did the Lord do? He turned the heart of King Nebuchadnezzar, who wasn't a really great king, not a God-fearing king. He turned it, and Daniel found favor in the eyes of the king. God's purpose prevailed, right? And then after King Nebuchadnezzar, there was King Darius. That's the one that threw Daniel in the lion's den, all right? Daniel wasn't moved by who was king, by him, you know, him throwing them in the lion's den. Wasn't moved by that. See, sometimes I think that we get focused on man, not on God, okay? See, God is not limited by man. God is not limited by the government. God's God. He says, "I am that I am." His purpose will prevail. He can turn the hearts of the kings. I mean, you think about it. You know, there's Joseph, you know, got thrown in prison. And where did he end up? Right? He was the right-hand man to the king. All right? See, you know, you think about Moses and Pharaoh. "Let my people go," you know? Man never can thwart God's plan. God's got it all under control. And I think sometimes our eyes get fixed on all of these natural things when God's saying, "Hey, my thoughts They're higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. I can accomplish, you know, God can accomplish what he wants to accomplish, right? He just needs us to pray. Because he's not concerned. So if he's not concerned, why are we so concerned and so focused on it, right? See, because here's the deal. I've had people ask me like, oh, you know, all through this year, you know, are you concerned about the, you know, the election, you know, our country? No, absolutely not concerned in the least. You know why? Because I don't look to God, I look to man. Hebrews 12:2, look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I know who the author and the finisher of my faith is. I've read this entire book through 8 times through, okay? I know how it ends. So I'm not concerned about anything. I'm concerned about doing my part and praying, but I don't get caught up in all this nonsense and all this mess. Amen? Amen? And so Hebrews 12:2, looking into Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. All right? But here's the good news. So Jesus is the author and the finisher of my faith, and he is seated at the throne of God. But here's the cool part. Let's look in Ephesians 2, all right? Ephesians 2, verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I'm seated with Jesus in those heavenly places. Amen? So if we're seated far above in those heavenly places with Jesus, we don't need to be so concerned and so caught up. Because when your eyes are on Jesus, the things of this earth grow strangely dim. You know, I love that old hymn. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. See what peace that brings? Let's sing that again. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Hallelujah. We're seated in heavenly places with Jesus. Amen. Our eyes, our focus need to be on him and the things he has for us. In 2021, I don't want to be focused on the things of this earth. I'm tired of that. I've done with that. I did that all 2020 and it did me no good. Amen. But 2021, let's get our focus on Jesus. And the things of this earth will grow strangely dim. Let's turn our eyes. Let's focus on that. Amen. Now listen, we're going to pray, but we have to get our eyes focused in the right direction. Now, Brother Hagin in The Art of Prayer, one of his, in his chapter on praying for the nation, all right? He talked about this specific set of scriptures, 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 4. Want to read this? We're going to focus on it, and then we're going to get ready to pray. Amen? It says, therefore, I exhort, first of all, First of all, notice that. That all supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, who are all men, for kings and all who are in authority. Why? That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. All right? This is what we need to be doing. Now, I love this. This is just so applicable to these times. All right? Now, Brother Hagin said this. I didn't say this, so if you're going to get mad at somebody, just get mad at him. All right? It's on page 193. But this is what it says. It says, God gave us specific instructions to put first things first. Yes, but people have said to me, I tell you, as long as the Democrats are in, it's not going to go. Or others have said, as long as the Republicans are in, it's not going to know. If you are party-minded first, you will never amount to much of a Christian. I need a better amen than that, as Pastor Bill would say. I mean, y'all, when I read that, I was like, look at that. Okay, look at that and how applicable that is to today. If you are party-minded first, you will never amount to much of a Christian. I'm just going to leave that one right there. I'm going to leave that right there. All right? But listen, I told you this book is good. You need to get it out. But this is what we need to do, all right? We need to first pray, all right? Now, who are we praying for, all right? We're praying for our president, our national government, the state government, the city government, all right? We're praying for all those. We're offering up supplication, prayers, intercession, and thanks. Don't leave that out. We need to thank God for our president. We need to thank God for our state authorities, for our national authorities. It doesn't say that pray for them and give thanks for them if you agree with them. It says supplication, prayer, intercession, and thanks be made for all men, for all kings. I mean, you know, might step on a few toes, that's okay. What is supplication, all right? Supplication is asking for something earnestly. It has the indication of falling to your knees, all right? So an earnest prayer, and of course we know prayers. And then intercession is intervening on behalf of another, and then thanks, all right? So here's the deal. We need to pray. This is good and acceptable to the Lord, okay? He doesn't want us talking. It didn't say, you know what, if we talk and complain and argue and post things on social media and try to convince others that our way is the best way. It doesn't say that. That's not good and pleasing and acceptable, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. It says that we need to pray, intercede, give thanks. All right? So here's the deal. You know, a lot of, I've been so just, I don't know, sad, disturbed, disheartened when I hear the body of Christ arguing against one another, trying to get into all these arguments on, you know, social media. All right, I don't even get on social media anymore because I can't stand it. You know, we shouldn't do it. We're falling right into the trap. With John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. You don't think that he wants to destroy the church? Come on. And he's doing it, and we're letting him by being divided and arguments, and it should not be. We should be setting our sights on things above, on those heavenly places. We should be sticking with the word. Okay, the word of God. That's what we're here. We're here to tell people about Jesus, the Great Commission. These are the things that we've got to get back to. All right? These are the things we've got to get back to. We're falling, you know, right into 2 Timothy 2:23. And y'all know it's true. You can act like it's not true, but you know it's true, okay? 2 Timothy 2:23 says, "But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife." Okay? All right. Last time I checked, not one person was ever convinced to do something different because you posted something on social media. And then you argued about it in the comments. Now, granted, it's entertaining. I'm not going to lie. Okay? Sometimes I'm like, ooh, get the popcorn out. Let me get all these comments. Ooh, they're getting, oh, yeah, ooh. Okay? I'm not going to lie. It's entertaining. But it's foolish and ignorant disputes. And it generates strife. Where does strife come from? The pits of hell. And where there's strife, there's every evil thing abounds. All right? We've got to stop. We just have to stop. Do you know one thing that the Lord brought to my remembrance is that Brother Hagin, okay, he didn't talk about politics. He didn't complain. He didn't murmur about, you know, this president or that president or a policy or whatever they're doing, okay? That's just bad form, all right? Do you know what he did do? He prayed. He didn't talk, because talk is cheap. Talk doesn't change anything. Talk does nothing. But prayer, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That is what changes things, all right? Or the New Living says, the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Prayer changes things. Not talking, not arguing, not posting on social media. So you know what my challenge is to you? You know, you're here because you want to pray. You know what my challenge is for you in 2021? Every time you get tempted to, you know, talk with somebody and complain about, oh, you know, did you read in the news this, and the government's doing this, and the House is doing this, and the Senate's doing this, and did it. Every single time you're tempted to do that, just shut your mouth and pray. Do what 1 Timothy says, supplication, prayer, intercession, and thanks be made for the kings and all those in authority. I guarantee you, if we do that, we will see things change. We will lead quiet and peaceable lives, and it is good and acceptable in the sight of the Lord. I know. I'm saying some hard things tonight, but I felt like somebody had to, okay? You're welcome. All right, so I want to challenge you to do that, to pray, okay? Pray, like really pray. But here's the deal. You say, well, Denise, what do we pray? That's an excellent question, excellent, okay? We pray for wisdom. Wisdom for our president. We pray for knowledge, right? Okay, we want to lead a quiet and peaceable life. My goodness, if you're running the whole country, or if you're making decisions, you know, like the governor of our state, or, you know, they're making decisions in the House of Representatives or the Senate, they need wisdom. I mean, I wouldn't want to, like, run this whole country. I mean, that's a lot of pressure, all right? A lot, you know, need wisdom. You know, those in authority, our president needs to be surrounded by the right people, right? His advisors, all right? Pray for wisdom, pray for knowledge. I cannot tell you how many times I was in different meetings with my papa, and I would hear him pray, you know, thank you, Lord, for the president of the United States, that you're giving him wisdom and knowledge. And he would say, I pray for those that surround him, that he's surrounded by the right people, by, you know, the people that are going to give him good advice and good wisdom and good knowledge. And he would just go down and he would pray for everything and everybody in the government. It was amazing, you know? And the one thing that he always did is he didn't pray his agenda, what he wanted to see happen, what he thought was the right thing to happen, what he thought decisions should be made. He prayed God's word. And when he didn't know what else to pray, he prayed in the Spirit. Because when you pray in the Spirit, that's always going to be lined up with God's will. Sometimes what you want to happen, I'm just going to be honest, it's not God's will. So it's not going to happen. So you can pray all day long. But if it's not what God wants, if it's just what you want, what you think. But see, God's ways are higher than ours. His thoughts are higher than ours. I don't understand it. That's why Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. So Romans 8, 26, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, and I think most of you in this room, I don't care how educated you are on politics in our country, I think we don't know what to pray when it comes to politics and the president in our country. I don't know what he faces on a daily basis, right? And so it says the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. The best thing you can do is pray in the Spirit. You cannot go wrong with praying in the Spirit. When you pray in the Spirit, it is lined up with God's will every single time. And, you know, really, I'm just going to be honest with you. I love to listen to people pray, okay? It tells me, first of all, a lot about their heart. But, you know, so many times when I hear people pray, they're praying their agenda. And I think that we have to get away from that. And the best way I know to get away from that is just pray in the Spirit. And that's what we're going to do tonight. We're just going to pray in the Spirit. We're going to pray for our country. We're going to pray for our current president. We're going to pray for the president-elect, that God is going to give them wisdom and knowledge, that this is going to be a peaceful transition of power. Okay? This is what is good and acceptable in the sight of God. We're going to pray, we're going to intercede, and we're going to give thanks. Because I'm thankful to live in the United States of America. I'm thankful for our democracy. I'm very thankful for that. It gives us our freedom of religion. Amen? And so we're going to pray. And we're going to line ourselves up with the Word of God. And we're going to pray just what the Word says. And then when we run out of things to pray in the natural, we're going to pray in the Spirit. And we're going to pray for our country. We're going to pray for this coming year, for healing in our land. Because we need healing in our land. I don't know how it's going to happen. I really don't. I can't see the future, but I know who holds the future, and that is God. And so am I concerned? Absolutely not. I'm not concerned a bit. When I see stuff on the news, am I concerned? Absolutely not. Because I know that God's purpose will prevail. I have full confidence in that. And so I truly believe this year in 2021, if we decide to do what the Word says and pray for our country, that we will live a quiet and peaceable life. And when we remember that we are seated in those heavenly realms with Jesus, that those things, the things on earth will grow dim. And as we pray, instead of talk, instead of post on social media, instead of argue and complain, I really believe that we'll see things change. Amen? So I want everybody to stand up. We're going to just sing a song just to kind of get us in the attitude of prayer. And then we're just going to pray. And we're going to pray for this great country. So I just encourage you, as we just sing this song, we just want to invite the Holy Spirit to move among us, to pray through us, and just be a vessel that he can use.
Oh, move, Spirit, move, and do what you want to do. We offer ourselves vessels you can use as you choose to move, Holy Spirit.
Supplication and prayer and intercession and thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for those in authority. So, Father, right now, we just lift up our government to you. We lift up our president to you, Father. Father, and we lift up our president-elect to you, Father, as well. And, Father, we just make prayer and supplication. Father, I just ask you for wisdom and knowledge for both of these men as this transition of power is going on, Father, and I pray that it be peaceful. Father, I pray that there will be no strife, there will be no animosity, Father. Father, that there will be no violence. Father, that there will be wisdom and knowledge given to both the president and the president-elect on how that this should take place, Father. For this great United States of America, Father, just give them wisdom. Surround them with people of wisdom, Father. Surround them with people of wisdom, and that they will have ears to hear, to listen to that wisdom, Father. Oh, Father, and just as you said, that you can turn the hearts of the king, Father. Father, I just thank you that by the Holy Spirit, Lord, that you will just turn the direction that these presidents need to go and that they need to do, Father. And Lord, I just thank you for both of them. I thank you for our current president. I thank you for our president-elect. Father, I thank you that they will dwell in safety, both of them, that they would just dwell in your protection in the name of Jesus, Father, that you would surround them and that you would just lift them up. Father, I just thank you for that in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for them. And we thank you that it is your purpose that will prevail, Father. It is your purpose that you are not reliant just on man, Father, but you have got it all under control, Lord. You have it all under control. That the plan, this is the plan that you have designed from the very beginning of time, God. That nothing happens that is not in your plan, Father. That you hold this entire world in your hands. Father, and it's your purpose and it's your plan that will prevail, Father. And we choose to do our part. We choose to come into submission to the word of God, because we are doers of the word and not hearers only. And Father, not our desires, not our will, not our plan, but yours, Lord, because your thoughts are higher than our thoughts and your ways are higher than our ways. And so we submit to you and to your plan and to your will and to your ways, Father, because oh, Father, and we don't know. We don't know how to pray, what to pray, but you said that the Spirit would pray through us. So, Father, we just yield ourselves as vessels, Father, that you can use, and that you will pray through us your perfect will through groanings and utterance that only you can understand, Lord. Not our will, not our objectives, not our motives. Oh, Father, we just lay that all aside because that doesn't matter. Our opinions, our thoughts, we lay that aside. We lay that aside and we open up ourselves to the Holy Spirit as clean, pure vessels to pray out those mysteries, those things that we don't understand. Oh, sokotara. So right now we commit to do that. E sokotara shi sini kitara sho. Oh, sokotara shi sini kitara sho. Sokotara shi. Oh, Father, and we earnestly pray. We earnestly pray. Oh, Father, we just bow our knee and we earnestly pray. We intercede. Oh, Father, we intercede for this country, for those in authority, for our president-elect, for the Senate, for the House of Representatives, for the Supreme Court, for our state authorities, for our local authorities. Father, we present supplications and prayers, and we intercede on their behalf. Oh, sokotara shi sini kitara sho sono kotara shi. Oh, so kotarashi ni sikitalasho. Isi ni kitalasho, so kotalashi. Isi ni kitalasho. Oh, so kotalashi, si ni kita. Oh, so no kotalashi. Oh, so kotalashi ni sikita. Oh, so kotalashi ni sikitalasho. Oh, so kotara shi ni si kitara sho. Isi ni kitara sho, so kotara shi. Ini si kitara sho, so kotara shi. Ini si kitara sho, so no kotara shi. Isi ni kitara sho, so kotila sho. No suku, usuku tara shi ni si kitara shi. Oh, so kotala shi si niki. Aso kotala shi ni si kita. Inu su kotala shi si nikita. Oh, so kotala shi si nikita la sho. Oh, so kotala shi ni si kita la shi. Oh, so kotala shi. Ini si kita la shi. Oh, Father, I just ask that you would heal our land, Father, that you would work in the hearts of men. Oh, sokotarashi, see me. Oh, Father, to bring peace. Oh, sokotarashi, see me. Kitala, sho, sokotala. Oh, sokotarashi, see me. Oh, sokotarashi, that every stronghold of strife and division must come down. Oh, sokotarashi, sini, ikitalasho, sokotarashi, isini, kitalashi, sini, kita, oh, sokotarashi, oh, sokotarashi, inisi, Oh, Father, as we humble ourselves, and pray. Oh, so we cast aside all pride. All foolish arguments. Oh, we come to you with clean, pure hearts as we intercede for our nation. Oh, and Father, we repent. We repent for not doing our part, Father. Oh, Father, we repent for the foolish arguments, for the discord. Oh, sokotarashi, for the pride. Oh, sokotarashi. And as we get back to the word, Father, as we humble ourselves and pray, you will hear us and heal our land and heal our nation. Oh, sokotarashi, sinikita. Oh, sokotarashi, inisikita rasho, sokotalashi. Oh, sokotarashi. Oh, as we come together in one accord, oh, sokotarashi sinikita, with pure hearts and in one accord. Oh, that is when we will see the change. Oh, sokotarashi nisikita la sho. Also, I just keep hearing in my spirit, humble ourselves and pray. Humble ourselves and pray. I just keep hearing in my spirit that there's some here that have been in pride. You've been stirring up anger and strife and discord and been in pride. Yes, you thought that you thought you were doing the right thing. You weren't doing it on purpose. You thought you were doing the right thing, but you need to repent. You need to repent and humble yourself. Repent for that. Repent for the pride. And humble yourselves. Humble yourselves and pray. And our land will be healed. I just hear in my spirit that God is just calling us to humble ourselves, to get back to the Word. So if that's you, you weren't doing it on purpose. You thought you were doing the right thing. Right now, just repent of that. Just repent of that. Father, we're sorry. We're sorry, Lord. We didn't mean to. Our hearts are pure, Father. We want to do the right thing. We want to do the right thing. We want to be doers of the Word. And we just humble ourselves. We humble ourselves. We come before you, Father, in a humble manner. And we repent of that, Father. And we commit to do your Word. We commit to do your Word where it says first. First things are first. And first things are first. And we're going to pray. We're going to humble ourselves and we're going to pray and we're going to intercede and we're going to give thanks and we're going to be thankful. We're going to be thankful for those that you put in authority. We're going to be thankful for them and we're going to pray for them with a pure heart, with a pure heart, with a loving heart. Oh, Father, because it's your love. It's your love. Oh, Father, it's your love. Oh, sokotarashi, nisikitarasho, sokotarashi. Oh, sokotarashi, nisikitalasho. Oh, we're called to love. Oh, sokotarashi, siniki, to love that our light may shine before all men. Oh, sokotarashi, Talasho, o so kotala shini si kitala sho so no kotala shi o so kotara shi o so kotara shi si ni kitala shi o so kotara shi ni si kita. Oh, Father, I realize it's so important for us to get it right. Oh, so kotara shi si ni kita. Oh, for us to get it right because you're relying on us. That's why you called us first to pray for those in authority. You're counting on us. Oh, so kotara shi ni si kita, to intercede. Oh, so kotara shi ni si iki. But we can't do that if we're in strife and pride and arguments. Oh, so kotara. Oh, Father, I pray for Christians. Oh, I pray for Christians around this great nation that you will open up their eyes to see this. You will open up their eyes to see how important it is to humble themselves, to humble themselves, to pray so that you will heal our land. Oh, sokotarashi nisi kita. Oh, sokotarashi. I pray that you will open up their eyes of understanding. Oh, sokotarashi nisi kita, si kita lala sho, sokota, inisi kita la sho, sokota. Inisi kita lala sho, so kota la sho. Isini kita lala sho. Isini kita lala sho. So kota lala shi ini u kota. Oh, so kota lala shi. Sini kita lala sho. Isini kita lala sho. So kota lala shi. Oh, so kota lala shi. Sini kita. Oh, so kota la shi ni si kita. Oh, so kota la shi. Oh, and as we come together in one accord, great things will be done. Oh, so kota la shi ni si kita la sho, so kota la shi. Ini si kita la sho, so kota la shi ni si ki. Usoko tarashi. Usoko tarashi ni si kita la sho. Isini kita la la sho. Unu suku talashi. Sini kita. Usoko talashi. Sini ki asanaka. Usoko. Thank you, Father. 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 You know, I just kept hearing in my spirit as I was praying that not just us, but we as the body of Christ, the whole body of Christ, especially around the United States, that we need to humble ourselves. We need to get some things right in our hearts. We need to get some things right. We need to get back to the Word. We need to quit listening to all the news. But we need to get that heavenly perspective. Because if the devil can divide the church, it's going to be a real bad situation. And we need to just get some things right in our hearts. Just little adjustments of getting it right and getting back to praying the Word, to being humble. When we humble ourselves, He will hear us and heal our land. But in order to do that, we have to humble ourselves and pray. We have to be humble and pray. And then He will heal our land. And so I just encourage you, that just kept on coming up in my heart, before we can really, you know, get down to business and pray for our country, that we have to get ourselves right in these areas. Amen. And sometimes that's not easy, you know. Sometimes we don't want to make those adjustments, but it's necessary. And it's time. Amen. It's time. It's time for us to get back to the Word and stick with what the Word says. It's what the Word says. Not our desires, not our plans, but God's desires and God's plans. His ways are greater. And so I want us to, you know, I kind of want you to do some searching of your own heart. Just kind of this week, it's, you know, homework assignment, if you will. Your homework assignment is to get out this book and read The Art of Prayer. But just take some time in your own personal devotion time and just check your heart, open up your heart. Say, God, you know, search my heart, know me. See if there's any unclean way in me and lead me into the way everlasting. I've had to do that recently. Hey, Lord, check my heart on these things. Check my heart on these things. It's scriptural, it's biblical, amen. We all in here, I think we all have the heart that we want to please the Lord and we want to do the things that, you know, He wants. And sometimes we just got to get a little heart checkup, little minor adjustments here and there. And I'm telling you, I just felt this urgency for the church to just adjust their attitudes, adjust their hearts and humble themselves. And when we humble ourselves and pray, the things that it opens up, because God is relying on us. That's why he says in 1 Timothy, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and thanks for kings and those in authority. God's counting on us to intercede for those in authority, first things first. And when we do that, I'm telling you what, we will see things change. We will see our land healed. I truly, truly believe that. But let's commit to do that. Let's commit to humble ourselves and pray and see our land healed. And every day, and I do believe when it says, therefore I exhort you, first of all, before we pray for anything else, I mean, I just like to take the word literally for what it is. And first means first, right? So before you pray for yourself, before you pray for your family, your kids, your spouse, your finances, your whatever, daily, supplicate, prayer, intercede, and give thanks for those in authority. And see how that changes things. Because the word changes things. Amen? I challenge you to do that, just to commit to that. Do we have something we can sing about that, about committing?
Just got something.
Yeah.
If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves, pray and seek my face, I'll heal the land. I'll heal the land. As we work together with Jesus to accomplish his plan, he'll heal the land. He'll heal the land. Working together with Jesus, working out his plan, we heal the land. Heal the land. And we commit ourselves every day to pray and seek your face, and you'll heal the land. You'll heal the land. Working together with Jesus, and we'll see his plan fulfilled in these days. He'll heal. To pray, and we'll see him heal our land.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, that is our greatest desire. Our greatest desire, Father, is to humble ourselves, to work together, to pray together, so that our land may be healed. The great land of America. Oh, Father, it's my greatest desire to see it healed. Thank you, Father. We commit to do it, Father. Just in the stillness, just to be still and to listen to what God is speaking to your heart individually. commit to praying, to supplicating, to interceding, giving thanks for those in our government so that you may heal our land, Father. We just love you so much, God. And we thank you that our great nation was founded upon you. And we know if we humble ourselves, that you will heal our land, the great land that we love so much. Before we go, I just want to sing God Bless America.
God bless America, land that I love, stand beside
for this night. This night of prayer, God. And Lord, we know that much was accomplished, Father. And much was accomplished in adjusting our attitude and our thoughts and our heart. And Lord, we do commit to pray for our nation on a daily basis, humbly. Humbly, Father, we are committing to that. And we know that prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. We thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless America. Amen. Well, don't forget, and if you don't have this book, you can go purchase it. We have it out in the bookstore. But don't forget, 7 p.m. right here Wednesday evening. My mom, actually, Reverend Lynette Hagen, will be speaking this Wednesday evening. Amen, right? I know she's going to have a great word, so you don't want to miss it. And remember all of our announcements. Get a hold of the bulletin. And we love you guys. Remember, pray daily for the United States of America. We love you, and we will see you on Wednesday evening.